It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It is Friday afternoon. We like to start our weekend off with a Friday conversation with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, and I'm going to start by asking you about the Chamber, because I understand that the Chamber had a meeting this morning, and you got an award at that meeting. What was that about?
Yeah, it was a nice surprise to start off the day today. I didn't know that was coming. This morning was the Chamber's 80th annual meeting, which it's annual. They do it every year over at the Carolina Club this year. And it's a time for the Chamber to update their membership on all the achievements of the past year and to feature some local businesses and sponsors and people in the community they want to talk about. So, yeah, I was happy to receive an award this morning. It was the Chair's Award for Public-Private Partnership. And, really, as I listened to them introduce me, again, it was a surprise, so didn't really know it was coming. But as I listened to the sort of summary of what they were really wanting to highlight about the award, it sounded like they were expressing quite a bit of excitement about, of all things, Carrboro Connect,
our
comprehensive plan in Carrboro. And in particular, highlighting the work that we'll be hoping to do as part of Carrboro Connects in terms of downtown economic development, a small area plan for downtown, and really promoting more opportunities for commercial enterprises in the community, as well as entrepreneurial work. So, yeah, it was a really nice surprise. I'm grateful to the Chamber for the award and hope that I can live up to it.
Well, all that makes a lot of sense to me, but I wonder if you could talk a little bit more specifically about what your role in facilitating those private-public partnerships looks like.
Sure. Well, I think primarily it's going to be as one of several policymakers at the table in the Downtown Council adopting new policies and plans for promoting commercial development, economic development in the downtown specifically. I think we're only going to be successful in that work to the extent that we can engage public and private partners to, whether it's around development projects or finding or doing new entrepreneurial programming to support local entrepreneurs or folks who want to move to the community and start new businesses. That's not something that the town, especially a town government as small as Carrboro, is going to achieve on its own. It's going to rely on partnerships with private entities to do that. And so I'm looking forward to, helping to achieve some of those goals as part of our comp plan.
Well, congratulations on the award. That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, who received an award at the Chamber of Commerce annual meeting this morning. And I wanted to talk about a couple other things that we've got going on in the area. And one of them, we've talked about this a little bit in the past. I was hoping to not have to talk about it again, but the General Assembly is pushing forward with Senate Bill 49, which is sort of the North Carolina version of the Don't Say Gay bill, at least the parts that are controversial. And I know we talked about this a little bit last year at the end of the session, and now we're back in it again. One of the things that, the conversation sort of framed around, it went through the health committee yesterday, and there was a lot of talk in that committee. There's a lot of people were testifying to the committee that this is very bad for the health of LGBTQ students. And I would sort of argue that it's bad for everyone's health. It's most immediately for those students, but it's bad for all students if policies like this get passed.
Well, yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Andrew. Any kind of legislation or policy at this, whether it's the state level, federal level, or local level, that is disparaging, stigmatizing any member of our community is bad for the entire community. I think you're absolutely right. I think ironically in the health committee when that bill was being discussed, the health experts who were there to testify all were against this bill, right? So people came to make public comments at the committee meeting. They heard from a number of experts, including therapists and school counselors and others, who had nothing nice to say about this legislation. It's really nothing more than the usual that we've come to expect from the Republican leadership of the General Assembly when it comes to, again, just stigmatizing a group of people who are already being targeted increasingly across the state and across the country with hate and violence. It's pretty unconscionable, but it is also not surprising that we're seeing this again. I think they're starting out the long session this time with the usual social culture war legislation, because they see an opportunity to get through the governor's veto. I hope that the opposing party will stick together and make sure this doesn't go anywhere.
That's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, and we've been talking about what's going on in the General Assembly right now. I'd also like to talk about, last time we talked, you had just made the proclamation for Black History Month, and now we are fully into Black History Month. So what's that looking like in Carborough? We're seeing a lot of events happening around town. What else is going on in Carborough?
There's an amazing amount of programming going on all over the community. Orange County, Town of Chapel Hill are all doing programs. The Town of Carborough, of course, is doing some programming, which kicks off with a concert series, I think, this weekend on Sunday. There will be the first in a series of live music events at the Century Center. Early next week, I believe on Monday evening, there will be a panel discussion with some local civil rights leaders and other and academic experts talking about the history of Black resistance, which sounds like a really great, interesting panel. So I would encourage folks to check out the Town of Carborough's website at carboroughnc.gov. There's a whole listing of calendar entries for Black History Month and all kinds of other events.
Absolutely. And we've got a couple of them that we've been publicizing here, the one that you were talking about. And there is also the one-woman show, The Spirit of Harriet Tubman, that I'm not going to be able to go to, but I would really like to see that.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, it really does. We're speaking with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. We got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up that I haven't brought up yet?
I guess I'll mention an event that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 to 1 at Steel String Brewery in downtown Carborough. So tomorrow is what's called Transit Equity Day. This is a national observance that's been going on for a little while now, recognizing, in particular, commemorating the work of Rosa Parks, who we all know was the person who changed public transit history for forever, really, by refusing to sit at the back of the bus. So Transit Equity Day is a way to highlight the important role that public transportation plays in advancing our equity goals here in our local communities. And so some local organizations, including the Recyclery and Next and others, are going to be camping out at Steel String. They'll have some kids' activities. They'll have some information being shared from people like myself, people from Chapel Hill Transit and other organizations to talk about the work we're doing locally around transit issues. So I encourage folks to come out and learn more.
Excellent. And was there a ribbon cutting that you were involved with also?
Yeah. So the other big event today was the ribbon cutting at Perry Place. Folks may remember that Perry Place is a new affordable apartment community that's under construction, just about done on South Merritt Mill Road, just straddling the town line between Carborough and Chapel Hill. This is 48 new affordable homes, half of them in Carborough, half in Chapel Hill, named after Ms. Velma Perry, a longtime activist in the Northside community. It's really incredible to see that project being completed. People will start moving in pretty soon. Already, I think 80% of the units are already spoken for. So it's really an important achievement for our community and really a model for how we can be doing more of these kinds of projects across both Carborough and Chapel Hill in the future.
You had quite the mayor's day today with the chamber event, getting an award, a ribbon cutting. Now you're here on the radio.
Yeah, and now it's the weekend, so I'm looking forward to a little time out.
The voice of Damon Siles means the weekend is just around the corner as we are approaching 5 o'clock. Any last thoughts before we wrap this conversation up?
Stay warm. I know that our local volunteer organizations and service providers and town and county governments are working hard to find some solutions for folks who may be living unsheltered right now and who are going to be really dangerously vulnerable this weekend. The temperatures are dropping really low tonight and tomorrow night, and encourage folks to find out if there are opportunities for them to contribute or volunteer to with Interfaith Council for Social Service, other local organizations who are finding shelter for folks who need it in this really dangerously cold weather.
Thanks for making the time, Damon, and have a good weekend.
Thank you.